capital of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Republicans think it's way too much. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
President Biden is proposing a $6 trillion with a T spending budget.
GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain is a no on that, as Republicans are already trying to cut an infrastructure plan nearly in half.
President Biden's budget request totals about $6 trillion, incorporating big proposals already in the works, like an infrastructure package in the American Families Plan, legislation that would provide paid family leave, pre-kindergarten, and tuition-free community college. The budget plan would run nearly a $2 trillion deficit, even with higher tax rates on corporations and the wealthy.
And Fox's Jared Halpern is back to work at the Senate this morning after a vote was delayed past midnight on the House-passed bill to create a commission to investigate January's deadly Capitol attack. Democrats say it's vital to get to the bottom of it. Most Republicans oppose the probe, with GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell calling it political, saying Congress is already investigating.
I do not believe the additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts.
Three Tacoma, Washington police officers go to court today, charged in the death of a black man last year who they claim fought with them, resisting arrest. He died while being restrained, claiming he couldn't breathe. Two officers face murder counts, one charged with manslaughter. Grieving and crying in San Jose, California, at a vigil for the nine people murdered by a co-worker in Wednesday's rail yard shooting, Scott Romo's father Tim among them.
To me, he was my hero, my idol, everything I ever wanted to be as a man.
The gunman, who had said he hated where he worked and wanted to kill people there, killed himself when police arrived. The Coast Guard has been out searching for 10 people missing after a boat capsized near Key West, Florida yesterday. Two others died. Eight more were rescued. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, just like the 2016 election investigated for Russian interference, 2020 might also be probed to see if Ukraine meddled. New York Times reports Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is at the heart of it, his ties to Ukrainian officials, and if they used him to spread misinformation about Joe Biden. Now, Giuliani's claimed Biden's son Hunter was involved in shady business dealings in Ukraine. President Biden now insists he never spoke to his son about any of that. But an abandoned laptop that turned up before the election, purportedly left at a computer shop by Hunter Biden, continues to be an issue.
This is all according to messages and wires that were flagged during a Senate Republican inquiry into Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. Remember, at the time, Hunter Biden was making more than $83,000 a month sitting on the board of the Ukrainian energy giant Burisma. And the day after the dinner, a Burisma executive sent a note to Hunter, quoting, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure." Before the dinner, Hunter emailed the guest saying his father would attend, adding, quote, "Okay, the reason for the dinner is ostensibly to discuss food security. Dad will be there, but keep that between us for now. Thanks."
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher. The Russian hackers believed to be behind that massive SolarWinds attack that hit companies and U.S. government agencies. Maybe at it again.
Microsoft Vice President Tom Burt posted in a blog late Thursday that state-backed Russian spies launched a cyber attack on American and foreign government agencies this week. Burt says it was a targeted spear phishing assault on more than 150 different organizations.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. Turning to Wall Street ahead of the opening bell, we have seen stock futures rising up more than 100 for the Dow. The day after the Dow gained 141 points, but the Nasdaq dropped a point. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather and brought to you by Fresh Coat Painting. Done right, a fresh new way to paint. FreshCoatPainters.com. Diane with the weekend weather.
We got some showers in the forecast today. 59 our high, 43 our low, rather cool in the evening. Same for tomorrow, high 65, low 43, partly cloudy. Sunshine by Sunday and a high 71, 73 on Memorial Day Monday, down to 55, but a few clouds in the forecast, but mainly the rain wrapping up by the evening tonight. We're currently at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 5 after 8, our hearts are heavy, mourning the loss of Officer Chris Oberheim, but the information came out last night. Mary Shankwright wrote a very comprehensive piece in this morning's News Gazette. Prosecutor says deadly force justified in fatal police shooting. The state's attorney for Champaign County is Julia Reeds. Julia, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
Tough week.
How are you?
Well, it's been a tough week for everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's no question you guys have been working 24/7 on gathering information. So essentially, as we saw in the videos that were released by the state police, Officers Oberheim and Creel arrive. It's just stunning to me how quickly everything happened. But they arrive, they see Lafayette, they say, what's up, what's going on? Things start happening within 7.5 seconds. They're wrestling, shots fired. Lafayette has a Glock 9 that he unloads on two officers. You had about everything you needed. You had security cameras. You had the audio from the police cams, which fell off during the ensuing struggle. And you were totally satisfied that everything that law enforcement did was certainly appropriate.
Right. And, you know, I think I said in the beginning of my report, it is an ongoing investigation. There are other things that need to come in, toxicology reports, some lab reports, but I don't expect any of that to change the final analysis of what happened in that parking lot. It was absolutely a justifiable use of deadly force. The officers were absolutely justified in approaching Lafayette when they saw him come down the stairs under the totality of the circumstances. And it's just an absolutely tragic event, but I've said many times, and I'll say again and again and again, Officer Creel was absolutely heroic in his ability to respond after he himself had been shot, to get up, to assess the situation, to see that Officer Oberheim was gravely injured and that Lafayette was standing over him with a gun, and to respond accurately. Four shots. Lafayette was hit 3 times. Just absolutely heroic. And then after that, to be able to call in his location, things you will not see. We've not released the entirety of the video, but afterwards he is able to get up to try to lend support to Officer Oberheim and to call in his location and keep himself safe. It's just an amazing moment of police work, and I'm so proud to have been a part of it. I also, Stevie, I want to make sure that I give my thanks not just to the state police who led the investigation, but also to our local police departments, the U of I, Urbana Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, investigators who all came out to help us during this investigation. I've said many, many, many times we are so lucky in this community to have the law enforcement agencies we have, and that is all of them. They all came out that morning and through the week and did work on this investigation as a team. And the officers who took over for the Champaign Police Department and covered their shift while all of this has been going on and through the funeral.
Can you tell me if Lafayette unloaded his weapon on Oberheim while he was down?
We don't believe that. We believe that all of the firing took place overhead. It certainly can look like that, and that was what we thought in the beginning. But when we put the audio from the body cameras with the video from the overhead security camera video and listened very carefully to the shots, and also take into account Officer Creel's bullet count at the end, I certainly believe very strongly that Officer Creel fired four times, and the last four shots are very measured and controlled in two sets of two, which is consistent with his training that, you know, he would fire two shots, assess two shots. And I think the last four shots then are actually Officer Creel's and not Lafayette over Officer Oberheim, although certainly he probably didn't know that he had unloaded his weapon at that point. And had he, you know, could have certainly continued to fire if he had more bullets.
Were you aware of Darian Lafayette? I mean, run-ins with him, you or our county? Was it his other priors, his conviction? Were they from our county or other counties, or do you know?
His priors are from here. He's got a prior conviction in 2017 for possession of methamphetamine. He completed probation successfully, and then he had two domestic violence cases with two different women. The first one was not cooperative with us, and that ended up being a misdemeanor conviction. And then the second one was with the same woman who we ultimately found in the apartment after the shooting. And she also has not been very cooperative with us. And he was on probation for that case. I would say he's not somebody who, you know, we have been aware of as far as being involved in all the gun violence that's been going on in the community. But obviously he is an individual who had a gun and shouldn't have.
Any idea how he got the gun? Was it registered to him or others, or you don't know?
No, that is part of the ongoing investigation, and our federal partners are taking charge of that, and if we can determine how the gun came to him, and if there is, you know, anybody who needs to be held accountable for that, our federal partners are working with us on that.
We had some input from a listener saying, are we doing enough to keep those with priors behind bars?
Well, you know, that's a fair question, but, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision, and you know, this is I can't put people behind bars when I don't have cooperation from the witnesses. You know, I can't prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt without the evidence to put in front of a jury. And, you know, as a society, we have to hope that people can rehabilitate themselves. You know, I will tell you that I spoke to his probation officer, and she was shocked. He was doing everything he was supposed to do on probation. I mean, obviously, she's not with him. The probation isn't with somebody 24/7, but, you know, and so I don't know how we answer that question, because as a society, we don't want to, you know, lock everybody up the first time they do something, mm-hmm. because we're afraid they might do something again, because then we'll have a whole lot of people behind bars. But and, you know, again, I have to lead with the response of, I can't put somebody in prison if I don't have, you know, the witnesses. And that, I think, is a direction that we really need to explore, especially when we're talking about gun violence. Mm-hmm. There are people who knew that he had this gun, you know, there are people who knew he had this gun, and that he wasn't supposed to have this gun. I'm not going to name their names or their relationships to him, but there are people who knew that. And it's time that those, you know, the people who know who have the guns and where the guns are need to step up. You know, if your child does something wrong, you need to say, my child's doing something wrong, and deal with it and fix it. Because I can't, you know.
I guess it comes down to how many chances a person gets, and the information you're able to gather for evidence to get a prosecution and a conviction. But it's brutal. There are more people hurting from this than I can remember in a very long time. Would you have any advice to people, listeners, that are very frustrated with the system, very frustrated that somebody like this could do this? There's a lot of reaction to this one, Julia.
Oh, I know, and there absolutely should be. We lost a fine human being in Chris Oberheim. He was a good man and a good officer, and his death is absolutely tragic.
Do you have any information regarding gang involvement for Lafayette?
No, he wasn't somebody who was on our radar in that sense. He was not somebody who was on our radar that way.
Okay.
And I don't want, I don't want to sound like I'm not taking responsibility for these decisions, but, I just have to say, the American criminal justice system is built on protecting the individual from the power of the government, and we have awesome power, and even people like Lafayette have constitutional rights that we have to respect because we want our own constitutional rights to be respected. So, I just urge people to consider that when they're, looking backwards and saying, why wasn't he behind bars? We didn't have any idea, any more idea than the officers did when they walked up on that car, that he was a person capable of this sort of an act. So.
But he was at higher...
Or even who he was.
Well, and certainly, he certainly had to be considered a guy that's a little higher risk. I guess we're all frustrated at the fact that we're moving toward like a bail-less society, that bad people can go and get arrested and come out the same night, those kinds of things, and the trend of that. I mean, that's going to be up to...
Well,
that's not up to you. It's up to the legislature and the governor and whatever state you're in. But people are kind of tired of stuff not being,
And that's an area where people who are frustrated can act, because the bail piece, that got pushed off for 2 years before it goes into effect. And, when we talk about no cash bail, there is a significant part of that that says that if you commit certain types of offenses, or you are a dangerous person, or you are a flight risk, you can be held without bail. So it's not just, everybody's going to go free. And that's really the message that we need to be working on is clarifying who doesn't get to leave the jail when they're arrested.
There's a little, there's some discretion given the judge and subjectiveness somewhere mixed in there, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's a list of offenses right now that are, that qualify for you can be held without bail. And I think that we need to expand because that's a public safety question, absolutely.
I bet it hit Al.
So definitely people can reach out to their legislators and, have their voices heard, because that criminal justice reform bill, or whatever you want to call it, that was passed overnight, there have to be changes to it. There have to be fixes to it.
We appreciate the report there, Julia. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate the information. I'm sure it hit your husband, Al Hart. He's retired police Urbana. I'm sure it's a brotherhood, sisterhood. We love our police, and it's been a tough week.
Yes. I mean, Al and I went to the funeral. It was an honor to have been included. It was an amazing experience watching all those officers come walking in one by one by one by one. Mm-hmm. Seeing the Oberheim family, what amazing strength those young women showed to speak on behalf of their father at his funeral was just, it was, like I said, an honor to have been there and to be part of that family.
Texter wants to know, before I let you go, are you a person that supports defunding police?
No.
Just checking.
No. No.
Okay.
I think that we need to provide the tools for people to better themselves. What people do with those tools is on them. There's a level of personal responsibility for that. So there are programs that are great out there. Youth Build is a program run by the Housing Authority. That's a fantastic program. where young people can get involved in the trades and learn skills that can give them opportunities to move forward. But they have to be the ones willing to take advantage of those opportunities. So we do need to provide those opportunities, but that doesn't need to come at the expense of providing the resources to keep ourselves and our communities safe. Julia, so I think it's a both and, not an either or.
Julia Reed, State's Attorney, Champaign County, thanks for being on. Thanks for the information. And we'll continue to push through and get through this thing.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners. Anytime, Stevie, anytime.
Thank you. Julia Reed, State's Attorney, Champaign County, ESPN 93.5. So what do you do if they don't talk? Why won't the woman involved in Lafayette's life talk?
Well, Steve, you know, if you hear the attorney, state's attorney, you're not going to be able to take that kind of profile off the street. That'll be about a third of us will be in jail on the possibility we might do that. There was just no doing it. I think some of the bigger picture stuff like opportunity and education are, of course, always what we go to, but how implementing that's always, you know, problematic.
Yes.
But
so she's not with Rashida Tlaib, who wants to absolutely abolish police. So we know our state's attorney, Lisa, is for police and not for defunding police. However, her party, Democrats, are for that as a party.
The Democrats have to go because they've created this environment. Remember the girl you had on, a teacher, who was using her cell phone in a school zone or something, and an officer called and said, "You can't do that." Stopped her, and she called him a murderer. She said, "You murderer."
Right.
Now, that's indicative of what our media, with our current leadership, the environment that they have created, which is not helping. You can't say, "Oh, that had nothing." Well, no, that has something to do with this, and that we should be able to control, Steve. That's people we're trusting to work together. You know, be united, and they're just tearing us apart with that. And I've been complaining about this attack on law enforcement to where it's like, John, just shut up. But I'm not going to because they won't stop doing it.
And it's a lie.
It's a
lie.
That's made up out of whole cloth.
No doubt.
So,
all right, 8:22. We got Chapin Rose here coming up. Stand by. Always a pleasure having our state senator on. 529 college savings, closer than you think. All the college and the expenses. Remember, 529 savings plans. You can talk to your friends at Busey about this. The investments potentially grow tax deferred, tax free distributions for qualified higher education expenses. The sooner you save, the better. Even modest savings can add up over time. It might be difficult for families to save for all 4 years, but Busey encourages you to at least have a goal of saving for maybe one.
For sure.
Just set up a systematic plan, incorporate it into your monthly budget to pursue your goals. Choose a college savings plan that matches your priorities, from 529 savings or prepaid tuition plans to custodial accounts, gifting, or other tax advantage strategies, to name a few. Invest in your child's future today. All your information can be found at Busey. For a savings strategy for your family, visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign that you're paying more for things. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose more than expected in the year ending in April. It was up 3.1%. That reading is used to measure inflation. Consumer spending rose 0.5% in April, even though Americans were not making as much. Personal incomes declined 13.1% compared with March. That's when many people received stimulus payments. Walmart's founders, the Waltons, sold about 1.5% of the family trust's holdings in the company last week, amounting to about $375 million. The company regularly sells stock, which it says is to maintain an appropriate balance of family and non-family ownership of the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470.
826 on ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey as we try to delve through all the information given us last night about the conclusion as to what happened to the shooting, the death of Chris Oberheim, law enforcement official officer for Champaign Police, and the heroic activities of Jeff Creel. What he did was just stunning. You can't simulate that kind of thing. You can't train for how you're going to react when you're shot three times and your partner's down, gravely injured.
Yeah.
What he did was phenomenal. That he could eliminate the threat and then call for medical that quickly. And it's unbelievable because you'll never know how you react like that until it happens. God forbid it happens.
Especially when things are happening so fast. I mean, the encounter within 7.5 seconds, said the report. And you know, all said and done within a minute and a half.
Everything. It's 7.5 seconds before they're wrestling. And again, Jeff Creel looked in, saw the cell phone in Lafayette's left hand, couldn't see his right hand, says, "I need your hands, drop your hands." And of course, that didn't happen. But that's also part of the training. You look at where the hands are. If you see two hands that are empty, then you're feeling a lot safer than otherwise. So, no, I thought, again, amazing how he handled everything and the fact that he was calling medical on his partner that quickly. And you have to be disoriented. I would think a person shot three times would be disoriented.
Right. And Officer Chris Oberheim, who passed away in the line of duty, had not even unholstered his weapon.
Yeah. All right. We'll call Chapin Rose. He's next. We'll ask our state senator about this and others, other things. Somebody had texted about a question regarding a law. I mean, you know, what judges do, what police officers do, what Julia Reitz does, you have to follow the law, and the laws are made in Springfield. And the entire state is a deep, dark, rich blue of majority, supermajorities of Democrats. And we've been like that for a long time. How's that been going for us? I mean, that's where it goes. You have to change the laws if you're going to have anybody. A judge can't change the law. You got to follow whatever they write.
Well, in Democrats, Republicans, we've had the two-party system, and basically you got to pick one or the other. And I really don't understand some of the Democrats that we know and that are very reasonable, why they would just hang on to that party with what they're doing. Do you see what they're doing to this country? It's open borders. It's boys or girls and girls or boys. And screaming at you and canceling, that's a progressive. They've decisively said, we're not compromising anymore. And why do you stay with a party like that? Why can't you just walk away? Now, I never joined either.
Because if they splinter, then the Republicans win everything.
Well, then what's wrong with that? The Republicans are not doing these things. Yeah. I have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy.
And you were independent when you ran, right?
Yeah. I've supported the Republicans for most of my life. I vote for Jimmy Carter.
There you go.
Because you know why? I thought he was an honest man. I still actually think he's an honest man.
Yeah.
But we don't have any honest leaders at the national level that I can name, okay? That's not good.
Yeah. All right, we'll break. We'll get Chapin on the phone. Stand by.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at LutherFalls.com. That's LutherFalls.com.
So you are good at what you do. They nominated you to be Law Enforcement Official of the Month. What do you think? I mean, what makes you good at your very difficult work of investigations and particularly a lot of children involved?
And,
well, you're good at what you do, obviously, because they're raving about you at Urbana Police Department, so they say, Sergeant Tim's great.
Somewhere along the line, I got involved with the Illinois Attorney General's Office of Internet Crimes Against Children, and that's why I started doing child exploitation investigations. And seriously, I have three daughters, so I always talk about having the best interest, not just obviously for the community, but there's a ton of value in the internet crime type cases, because there's a lot of it out there, a lot more than people realize, and it needs to be done.
Well, just know that the majority appreciate you, appreciate what you do every day, we appreciate how difficult it is, and we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you're out there keeping us safe, doing stuff that most couldn't do, and you're very special. Thank you for your efforts in keeping us, again, safe from some evil out there, and congratulations.
Thank you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Senate's back in session this morning. There could be a vote today on whether to move forward with a bill setting up a commission to investigate the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
That was supposed to happen after lawmakers took on a science and tech bill aimed at shoring up microchip production. But they adjourned just before 3 a.m. Eastern time without taking on that bill or the commission measure.
Fox's Jill Nato in D.C. The commission's opposed by Republican leadership. The Coast Guard's looking for 10 Cuban migrants off the Florida coast. Two bodies have been recovered.
A boat capsized more than a dozen miles offshore, throwing everyone overboard. The U.S. Coast Guard managed to save eight people. The survivors reported they left Cuba Sunday. Those survivors currently remain on board a Coast Guard cutter where they're receiving food, water, and basic medical attention.
Belkis Neary with WSVN-TV Miami. America's listening to Fox News.
If you or your business needs a construction project taken from the design phase all the way through completion, there's only one name to call: Reliable Mechanical. Their diverse portfolio includes work at local schools, hotels, hospitals, and campus institutes. These are real reviews from happy customers. Reliable has always exceeded my expectations and is my first choice. The staff amazes me with their professionalism and response time. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 217-356-1841. Reliable Mechanical. Let them be reliable for you.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the state of Illinois. The vaccine to protect against coronavirus, COVID-19, is now available to all Illinoisans. Get your COVID-19 vaccine for free at over 1,000 sites across the state. Appointments go fast, so expect a brief wait. The end of the pandemic is in sight. Do your part. Find out more, coronavirus.illinois.gov.
We've got some showers in the forecast today. High 59, low 43. 65 tomorrow, partly cloudy. High 71 with mostly sunny conditions on Sunday, Memorial Day Monday on the 31st. We've got a high 74 expected, 54 our low in the evening. 54 now, ESPN 93.5.
All right, this whole show has been talking about the report that came out that Officer Jeff Creel acted justly with appropriate use of force in shooting and killing Darian Lafayette, who shot and killed Officer Chris Oberheim. Everybody acted appropriately, according to Julia Reed, state's attorney, who joined us a few moments ago. Okay, so State Senator Chapin Rose has joined us. Always a pleasure to have the senator on. How are you, Chapin?
Hey, Stevie, thank you. You know, I'm obviously just heartfelt for the Oberheim family and for, you know, all of our men and women in blue who are just, you know, grieving, horribly grieving right now. But look, I want to say something that's been on my heart for a while now, but I wanted, out of respect for, you know, the funeral and the everything else was going to happen. I have never in 20 years in the legislature seen what Carol Ammons did in this. And the House of Representatives had a memorial death resolution for honoring Chris Oberheim's life. And then, you know, I've never seen somebody get up and mention someone else's name in a memorial resolution for somebody ever, but I've never seen anybody get up and mention that person's killer's name in the process. And we know that these two officers did everything right, And we know that there is evil in this world, and we thank God that there are people like Chris Oberheim that are willing to sacrifice everything to protect the rest of us from that evil. And for her to go out and memorialize during Chris Oberheim's memorial speech to mention his murderer by name is just beyond the pale. And, you know, this goes far beyond, like, you know, she needs to apologize. I mean, that's an obvious, right? That's an obvious. But there is so much positive, wonderful. Look, it's not for us to know, right? This is what we all struggle with. Like, what was the plan for this from God? Because it's hard to find one, right? But there is one, and we don't know where it is, and God will reveal it someday. But the reality is, you know, if that funeral was one of the most amazingly powerful moments of my life, and we have to find some way to bring some good from this, but it absolutely has to start with ending this insane narrative of lionizing and victimizing brute thugs, okay? I mean, the people that are running around shooting each other as if it's no big deal, taking beloved family members away from their spouses, their kids, their parents. I mean, it's awful. But it all starts with ending this ridiculous notion that we're somehow victimizing felons. And I think that was, the bottom line is, what used to be common sense, is not common anymore. But the charge that I was given at the funeral and what I took away from it is it is time for all of us, to stand up. And all the positive energy that came from last week, the love that was surrounded, not just Oberheim, but the entire law enforcement community and this entire region. And as much as, your station's in Champaign, Chris was on the Decatur Police Department and his brother's still on the Decatur Police Department. You know, the everything from Champaign to the Decatur, the love and the energy can't stop, this week. It's got to move forward in a positive way. And it's got to move forward in a way that just ends this sort of nonsensical lionization of evil, right? I mean, there are bad people in this world. Yeah. There just are.
Texter says Carol Ammons did not go to the funeral. I'm not sure she was invited. I don't know, but I don't even know if she was there. Was Carol Ammons represented at this?
I'm not. I have heard that she attempted to invite herself after she stood up and mentioned the murderer's name in the middle of Chris Oberheim's memorial. The unmitigated audacity, gall, all of those words, temerity that someone has to have to try to do that. I'll never understand it. But the bottom line is, frankly, an apology is a minimum in this situation. And, everyone has seen this video now, but I haven't. I won't watch it. But
I got to tell you, I'm not doing it again. I played it at 7:10 this morning, and I'm not going to play it again. I don't.
Yeah, I can't.
It's just brutal. It's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, well, Senator, this is Steve's brother, Johnny. I was going to say, I told Steve there actually has been a silver lining, which is the demonstration of the support for the police that really exists. It's not just lionizing the evil, it's attacking the good. They've been attacking law enforcement, and we've been talking about it for years. But the community, I think, has pretty resoundingly said, we're behind you. And just what you said, we're about tired of the narrative. And we'll stand up to that.
Brother Johnny, first of all, I've never got to talk to you, so this is exciting for me.
Thank you, Senator.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, it's attacking the good, and it's and that's just it. I mean, you had this amazing moment the last week of just love and support and all this that existed. And the goal now is to just keep that going, right? Because good will triumph over evil. And but we got to take this and move it in a productive direction. And anyway, I know you had Julie on. I know people are grieving, and I just want to once again state my unequivocal support for our men and women in blue. I talked to many of my friends that I used to work with in my old state's attorney days, which now is a long time ago, but they all want to make this a more permanent movement, and I think that's awesome. So
it's too bad, Senator, that it takes something like this to really get us to rear up and say enough and draw a line. But if Chris did that for us, then that's quite a contribution.
Well, you know. Maybe we need to look at Urbana City Council and get local in our politics and just say, if you defund the police, I'm not voting you back in.
Well, just talking about defunding, just the whole thing is it's just like Senator Rose said, we've had enough of it. We've kind of, you know, been a little quiet because we don't want to fan the flames, quote unquote, stir things up. We're done. And I think you just have to say, and I'm railing about the Democrats, but it's really the progressives. And if the Democrats can't get the progressives out, then you might think about switching to be an independent or a Republican, but you just can't support this. And this has been the number one issue for me as far as egregious actions is this attack on law enforcement. This basically been going on for 5 or 10 years, Steve.
I if you go back and you look at the Champaign News Gazette from last summer when the Marketplace Mall riot, and all these folks in blue were sitting there and what they had to endure that day, and then you fast forward to what they had to endure this week, it's just wrong. But I am absolutely a believer that this is changing, that even though it's, you know, you have these tragic incidents like what we've had here, that can help move that change and, you know, accelerate that change. And and that there are people out there that agree, that have always agreed with us. You know, I mean, last week was the week before this was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. And that might not have been on the CBS Morning News or CNN or the rest of them. But, you know, I sent out a little thing to all my churches and schools asking people to sign cards to their cops, and they did. And so that support and that love existed before this tragedy. It's been magnified by it. Mm-hmm. But now I think it becomes incumbent of all of us to move that forward and create some actual change. And over the summer we're going to be meeting a lot with different, you know, organizations here locally to figure out how we can respectfully create a positive moment from all of this.
Well, listen, if you are in favor of defunding the police, you're not getting my vote. And just get the word out that who supports police, who wants to defund the police, and just figure it out the ballot box, because we got people in charge now that are so far left, it's ridiculous. They don't represent us.
Yeah, I think Senator Key is the word respect, that we can all work on showing our friends and families the importance of respect. That they've really torn down the respect for law enforcement, and they should have it from us. And how important that is.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it also goes. I mean, look what happened last weekend with Channel 3. I was proud of the fact that virtually all of the people conducted themselves respectfully in making their point that what Channel 3 did was wrong, period. And we made that point, and they got it. There were some people who, you know, maybe were over the top in a way that wasn't respectful, frankly. But, you know, we can do this. We can make these points. I mean, you can accomplish with what your listeners did, and not just your listeners, a whole bunch of people in East Central Illinois did last weekend with Channel 3. I guarantee that changed their mind. I guarantee that changed their mind. So, you know, but it is, it's, you have to be able to take the high road and conduct yourself in a manner of dignity and decency as you make these points. And the bottom line is, though, we have to make the points, right?
Right, hold the line. That's what's so hard about the high road, because you start becoming an appeaser. It's just the natural, you know, you want to try to be civil. Let's talk about, and then it just deteriorates when there's no compromise or no return of respect, and it's a difficult, you're in a tough job, too, Senator, I can tell
you. Well, his job is going in every day and hitting his head on the wall, yeah. Going home and eating dinner. I mean, what the heck? How frustrating is it to be a Republican in the state of Illinois?
Well, I can tell you right now, and this has nothing to do with anything, but the Democrats are about to raise taxes on a bunch of taxes again, because the $16 billion, $16 billion with a B, dollars that they didn't anticipate having that have fallen into their lap in the last year still isn't enough.
Yeah, it's no, enough. Exactly.
I mean, we still have a deficit.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
I mean, we're a deficit because you guys can't stop spending money.
Look, that's we may go further in the hole because it'll go so crazy with the $16 billion.
But there is also a very important, and I want to, let's go back to this law enforcement for a minute. There is a very important negotiation going on to try to undo that insanity, the pro-crime, anti-police bill that Governor Pritzker gleefully signed into law last spring. And, we'll see what happens the next 4 days on that. And people need to watch that, because that's the one where if we don't get a handle on that, we're going to lose more men and women from this profession. Mm-hmm. And we need more men and women in this profession.
Well, Julia Reed said there has to be changes. She said there just has to be. So here's hoping. Here's hoping we can get it done.
And look, there's Julie Reed's a Democrat, and I'm a Republican, right? So, like, you know, we talked about it on your show at the time, Stevie, but I think a bunch of these Democrats that night at 3 o'clock in the morning just thought we were all a bunch of political, you know, politicians up there lying. No, guys, when we said you got rid of trespass, you know, you actually got rid of trespass. When we said that you can now shoot a gun into a crowd of people aimlessly, and the judge can't hold you on bail, no matter how many prior convictions you've had, you are entitled to walk out the door after being arrested. You're like, oh, you guys are just lying. No, that's the truth. And a bunch of them came home and suddenly looked at it and said, oh my gosh, is that real? Is that actually happened? There's a big negotiation right now on trying to, I don't even want to use the word fix, because fix would imply that, you know, this was, you know, like a toilet repair or something. You know, I mean, this is a massive screw up by the Democrats that brought us that bill and signed it into law. So, there is a negotiation, and that, to me, right now, with everything that's happened, this is something that has to change. Otherwise, we're not going to have anybody show up to go out there when there's a domestic battery call, and it's a three-time convicted felon for strangulation battery, for battery to a child. And here we are, you know, yet another call with another potential victim. And, you know, we just got to thank God that there are people like Chris Oberheim and Jeff Creel and Tim the rest of the Champaign Police Department that goes out there and protects us.
Well, you know, so. Too, and it's obvious, and we've seen it in the last year or two with this kind of standing down in some areas of law enforcement. What happens, crime's going crazy all over the country. That's the consequence of those screw-ups. And when you make them, I guess the word fix it works, because it's a mistake. You got to go back and fix it, because we'll have no law enforcement and a lot of more crime. That's where
and Johnny, you're seeing this, you know, people talk about like a woke, you know, like, oh, they're woke. Well, what's happening right now is sort of the opposite. Everybody sitting in these areas of the country, like look at Portland. Well, yeah. Now your home value 2 years ago was $400,000. Now it's zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are starting to wake up and go, wait a minute, this is not, you know, this is not what we signed up for. And, but look, again, we have to act in a positive manner and advance our ideas. And at the end of the day, good always does triumph over evil.
Maybe you're right. Maybe the woke need to wake up.
Yeah. We'll see what happens here. But boy, it's been a rough week and a half for a whole lot of people. And I think putting the foot down and saying enough's enough with this stuff, and enough of lying about by police officers. It's just a lie. It's based on lies. And for people like LeBron James to say we're tired of police hunting black people, the damage that does to the culture of everything is unbelievable. Right. Unbelievable. Yeah. And it's a lie. It's not happening.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Well, at the end of the day, what happened here, those two officers acted absolutely appropriately. They did everything by the book. They did what they were supposed to do. And the reality is that happens every day. Okay, that's what happens every day across this country with the men and women of blue.
That's right.
They do their job. They do it right.
Yeah.
And and you look at that. You think about the how quickly everything unfolded in that. I challenge any of your listeners to try to make the same decisions those guys made the circumstances they were under in such a short amount of time. So we're taking too much of your time, guys, but. Brother Johnny, it's an honor.
Hey, thank you. Back at you.
All right, Chapin, keep up your good work.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Soon. Thank you so much. State Senator Chapin Rose, ESPN 93.5.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.2% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Okay, weather for the weekend, Diane Ducey.
All right, we're looking cloudy and rainy today with a high 59, low 43, 65 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy down to 43, 71 on Sunday, mostly sunny, 74 on Monday with mostly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 54 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, it's, we're done for the weekend. We'll be back Tuesday. We're taking Monday, but we'll be back on Tuesday to discuss and figure stuff out. But our prayers continue to be with the Oberheim family, the Creel family, our entire law enforcement family. Pray for their protection, safety. And I think the, you know, bottom line is we got to take it to the ballot box, and you've got to figure out who represents you and find people that are going to represent more of what you think and not this defund the police and woke-ism.
You need to step up and convey that because they're representing their constituents. So start to dig a little deeper and have someone represent you who really is like-minded.
Well, and again, you can do this with the school board, the city council. Well, they don't have any. Well, actually, their philosophy, if they're for defunding the police, I that's all I need to know. So it's simply, okay, you're running for dog catcher. Are you for defunding the police? Yeah, I am. Okay, that's all I need to know. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because that philosophy of getting rid of police officers is going to get us in more trouble and more people hurt and killed.
And maybe prepare some statements for some public meetings, those 3 minutes, and get involved more and be more of an active citizen.
You just have to get out there and vote for Brother Johnny. Get him to run for something again.
Hey, we got some pretty good folks. I don't think you need me, but I think we can certainly celebrate our heroes like the police and the military.
You
this
betcha.
Weekend and Memorial Day weekend.
For sure.
We wouldn't be here without those boys and girls out there.
No, that's true.
I mean, again, the military and the police, I don't know why they don't. You went through anarchy in Katrina. You understand how quickly things can fall apart.
Yeah, and you know, it takes some vigilance, like we were talking about, and you have to think. You just have to think for yourself. You have to be more discerning in terms of who you're going to go with and what you're going to believe.
Yeah.
You just have to be.
All right. Thanks, Johnny, for coming in.
All right. Great to be here.
Thank you.
You and Diane.
Great pleasure. Always. As Chapin says, an honor. Thank you.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Diane. It's been a tricky one this morning with all the sad stuff.
Right.
Hopefully we've dispensed that information to you.
And our community can recover and heal.
Yep. Thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.
And the same. It's Diane Ducey. God bless you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll return on Tuesday. Thank you to our soldiers, truly indebted to you. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
Service through trust, integrity, and respect. Hi, I'm Officer Walton with the Champaign Police Department. I'd like to invite you to join our team as an entry-level police officer. Serving the public is more than just a job. It's a rewarding career to help strengthen neighborhoods, safeguard public safety, and to work collaboratively with the diverse community we proudly serve. To learn more and apply for this exciting opportunity with competitive pay and benefits, please visit the Champaign Police Department's website. Are you up for the challenge? Apply now.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampaign.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers, who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit.